wenn der Mond im siebten Hause steht und Jupiter auf Mars zugeht, herrscht Friede unter den Planeten, lenkt Liebe ihre Bahn. Genau ab dann regiert die Erde, der Wassermann regiert. Und Wahrheit, Sympathie und Licht und Wahrheit. Niemand wird die Freiheit knebeln, niemand mehr den Geist umnebeln. Mystik wird uns Einsicht schenken und der Mensch lernt wieder denken. Dank dem Wassermann, dem Wassermann. Wenn der Mond im siebten Hause steht und Jupiter auf Mars zugeht, herrscht Friede unter den Planeten, lenkt Liebe ihre Bahn. Genau ab dann regiert die Erde, der Wassermann regiert sie, der Wassermann, der Wassermann.
Did you pledge to WFMU yet or not? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I kind of lost track myself. But being that this is the 2016 WFMU Marathon, the fundraiser for the most amazing radio station in the world, and you want to keep listening, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel sportsy? Well, do you, punk? 800-989-9368.
But all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still. For you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Be like this. Like, talk like right across it, like that.
Hey, the MC, there you are.
Moi?
Yeah.
Madame?
Talk right across it.
Talk right across it. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. This is the first week of the WFMU Marathon, and we are here to take your pledges. If you are listening on the podcast, which I know some of you do, we have podcast listeners. That just, yay, podcast,
woo! Usually asleep.
Yeah, they are.
By this point in the show.
They're tired now, but we'll give them a little subliminal suggestion in their sleep. WFMU.org, WFMU.org.
Give us money.
Pledge to keep WFMU on the air for another year. This is a really special show. I'm really excited.
Special.
Very special. We have, you heard the beginnings of the show. We had a prize we're going to give away for pledges. It's called Funky Fräuleins,
ooh,
and it's a CD full
das
of
ist
like,
sehr gut.
Yeah, 18. Oxen. Oxen.
Oxen.
Oxen.
Okay.
Zane und Ox.
Zane und Zane und
Ox.
Ox.
Oxen lieb.
Songen.
Lieber.
Lieber.
Songen. We don't know. Yeah, that stuff. Okay. Lieder. 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 Lieder.
Lieder.
I don't know. We sort of speak German, but you can have that all for yourself. It's got 18 different songs by 18 different artists from Germany in the 1968 sort of era, and what else is happening? What else is happening? Oh yeah, we're raising money, and in the phone room we have Kelly Jones,
woo!
The originator of the term sporty. Sporty.
She invented that word.
I got my proper introduction.
You invented that.
Gosh darn it.
I know it. Well, you were kind of busy out there. Everything is very busy. We have...
It's all very crystal methy.
Yeah, we have... It really is. We
I
have
see Tom dancing in back there.
Yeah, we have volunteers in the phone room to take your call, take your pledge, 800-989-9368. We have a lot of good prizes for and a grand prize for this shift.
Grand.
It is very grand. It is... The book Vagina by Naomi Wolf. It is an autographed copy.
Let me just say, you know, I've lived for the 43 years,
mm-hmm.
and until I read this book, I knew nothing about vaginas.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that powerful
time.
A book.
I'm not sure what
book.
To make about that statement.
It's
at
completely
all,
changed my
him.
Point of view.
It's got pictures, too.
Yeah, that's that. Those are wow. good pictures.
Are you okay. going to use your knowledge for good or evil?
I've tried to use it for good.
This was your own personal copy, though, so...
I've used it for short so far, but I hope
to
use it for longer.
I don't know if... It doesn't look like it has any DNA in it, but, you know...
Not perceptible DNA.
But it's a... Yeah, it's a good book. It's an autographed copy. That is our grand prize. Anyone who pledges...
You need this book. If you have a vagina...
Is she a feminist?
She is a feminist.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have a vagina or like vaginas,
you
call now, 800-989-9368.
Pledge to this show and be in the running for that. And also we'll have drawings later. The first thing that we're going to put up, though, Kelly, for drawing
I am paying
is
attention.
Funky Fräulein CD.
Okay.
The Funky Fräulein CD. Yeah, you have glasses on. It makes you look important.
She's got a cool a haircut, too. It looks nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Why, thank you.
So it's our girl power theme today. We've got a Bjork CD to give away. We've got Funky Fräuleins to give away. We've got... The Judy Blume and Lena Dunham in Conversation book.
Mm.
To give away. We have two books.
That's
to
good
give
stuff.
Away. Yeah. And the grand prize, Vagina by Naomi Wolf. So that's our Girl Power sportsy show.
But technically, we're against Girl Power, right, Bronwyn?
Why?
Oh, I thought we were on the same page.
It's International Women's Day.
Ugh, yawn.
Yay, women!
So tired. So tired of the whining. I can hear the whine.
Wow.
I'm not a misogynist.
No, of course not.
I'm like a pre-misogynist.
That's cool. That's
How
interesting.
How about a proto-misogynist or a neo-misogynist?
All right.
What?
Either.
Yeah, okay. We got some girly sportsy news. Maria Sharapova.
She's been taking drugs.
Yeah, meldonium, which is like sounds like a Balkan nation or something, but it's actually it's actually a drug that she's been taking.
It's a heart medicine of some kind or something like that.
Well, she said so. Yeah, it's not. It's actually it's
crystal meth.
Yeah, basically it is.
It's crystal meth, a PED.
Yeah, now
really?
It is. I guess. I don't know. She says that she's been taking it for 10 years and it just wasn't on the banned substance list. And when they put it on the banned substance list,
She didn't read the banned email.
She didn't. That's what she said. She said she didn't read it.
Plausible deniability.
I don't read emails, so that's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. But, I mean, you know, she's rich, so doesn't she have somebody to read emails for her? So didn't somebody say, hey,
it's
medication.
It's possible she can't read.
So that medication you've been taking for 10 years.
She is an athlete.
And the other thing about it is that apparently the clinical, like, technical medical use of it is you're supposed to only take it for like 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something, and she's been taking it for 10 years. So
wow.
Oops.
Probably.
She's probably older now, isn't she?
Yeah,
I mean
she's older.
In the sports
spectrum, world, I guess
she's got a lot of watch ads.
She's gonna get well, not anymore.
She's very attractive.
They dropped her.
She's very
Tog Howard dropped her. They all
Nike
dropped.
Everybody dropped her.
The minute
Since
she's
this
like
melanonin scare. Thing?
Yes, exactly.
Melodium.
Melodium. Melanonium. Bolonium. Yeah, they dropped her.
So I mean, I would need a drug to watch tennis. Like I would need some kind of banned substance to.
I think I was too late.
What did you call me?
Don't say it again.
Oh, did you bleep me?
I think I did. I hope I did.
Is that
I
a
tried.
Bad word?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't think I don't think you can say.
It's still 1982 in my world, Bronwyn.
Jesus.
Where language is concerned. I'm a proto-misogynist.
Well, now that you mention it, if you give a Swag for Life donation on this show...
Okay, yes. If you give a Swag for Life donation on this show...
You win a chance to rename me for 1 year, my radio nickname.
Yeah, so instead of Jim the Poet, it could be Jim the Dog, or...
Jim the Blank.
Jim the Blank.
You decide what's in the blank.
You fill in the blank.
People are going to get naughty pretty quick.
Yeah, they are. And
we need to be able to say it on the air.
Yes, we have to be able to say it on the air. It can't be something
so anything
that we
can't with say. Hole is automatically out.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you could call him a mass hole because they call people from Massachusetts that.
Mass hole.
Yeah,
really?
They call people from Massachusetts mass holes. They do.
Wow.
That's appropriate.
That's an appropriate thing.
And your
He's
money can make that happen.
Yeah, all you That's have to do is make that. A Swag for Life pledge on this show today.
What's our phone number?
800-989-9368.
We have two people to thank.
Okay, let's thank them. Yay.
Spence M. from Seattle,
Okay, Spence.
Wait,
thanks.
What's this math here? I see math. This is the pledge?
Oh, my golly.
There's math?
There's three. Math it's a three-digit number.
Whoa.
So that's
Yay!
Nice.
Does he get to rename Jim the Poet if he wishes to?
Oh, and yeah, it's a Swag for Life. See, I don't know what I'm doing, and they still let me come on the air.
Okay, so did he give a name for Jim?
Oh, no, I don't think we didn't announce it until just seconds ago.
Yeah, no, Spence, if you can give a call back, come up with something.
To call Jim the Poet, you get to
FCC
name him.
FCC approved.
Thank you for that.
It could be up to you.
Yeah.
And our own Kurt Gottschalk.
Oh, Kurt Gottschalk. I still owe him dinner because I went out with him and forgot I meant to pay.
Yeah, I do that all the time when I go out with people.
It was kind of a mistake. I did.
That's Bronwyn's thing. She did that with me all the time.
Usually when I go out with Bronwyn, I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. And then I crawl out the window.
And then he leaves. And I'm like, oh, where'd he go? Oh, here's the check. Oh, no. So
we have one person in the running for the renaming and one person in the running for the Funky Fraulein.
Why don't we have two people in the running
because
for Funky
Fraulein? Because Gottschalk is automatically excluded based
on
his incestuous relationship with WFMU.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. So you could win one of these good prizes, like, right away if you call in and pledge
Win
right
now.
1-800-989-9368. You have an excellent chance of winning Funky Fraulein's.
Or pledge online during the show at WFMU.org.
Correct. That is correct. This is the time of year when we ask listeners to step up and support the station and also support Sportsy Talk, which is a sports talk radio program for people who don't like sports.
Many who detest it.
Yeah, it's a call-in show for people who never call in. We
like
hardly ever have any calls.
It's for shut-ins.
It is onanistic shut-ins. Listen to this show.
People trapped under their furniture can't escape.
FMU was left on, and they have to hear it. Yeah, and we actually enjoy sports. We like sports. We like to talk
Except
about
tennis.
It.
Obviously,
yeah. Well, and basketball, and I don't know. I can't watch football anymore because of the concussions. So it's kind of a sad, it's
whittling down,
tragic, dwindling sportsy show. Yeah.
I know what sport you love. Curling.
Ooh, I love curling.
Yeah, that's it.
I couldn't do it though because I was afraid of the ice.
We could do summer curling.
It'd be like, you know how they do hockey out in the street?
Yeah, there must be street curling.
Yeah, we could do like street curling.
Oh, I'm thinking the wood with the sand, like at the bar. You know how they have those little mini curling?
Those are cool.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? I've seen those.
Those
little
curling
games that they have at bars.
They do?
Yeah, they have all kinds of games at bars.
They have like a 40-foot long table, Bronwyn.
What bars have that?
With the alcohol and stuff?
Yeah, the alcohol bars.
We're going to have to go to one of those.
You ever been to one of those? Those are nice.
Hey, do all the people in the phone room, are they wearing their foam fingers? Because really important. We brought 14 free foam fingers for foam folks.
Put them on and we won't pay you.
These are the Sportsy Talk foam finger. And and you get to wear that.
They're so dirty in a way.
Well, they are.
They've discolored in this strange Trumpian way.
Well, besides that, they're like, I don't know, 3 inches. You can't get much sexual satisfaction from them. But
that's not what I've heard.
Don't tempt me.
That's not what she said.
But
after he read the vagina book, he
blocked that out.
I did.
Save some bleeps for Morricone Island.
Oh, my God.
God. I don't think that's going to be quite so necessary.
All right, so so the thing is that I have this belief that no one's going to call us while we're talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kelly's learned new things to do with the
fingers. Kelly's got the fingers.
Yeah.
What's our premium? What are we giving away for premium?
Oh, yeah,
people?
We didn't even talk about the premium. What's the premium level, $75?
You're asking me?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're the co-host.
If you...
okay. Well, you know what the best thing to do is? Well, you get something for every level that you pledge.
That's true. Okay? No matter what you give, you get something. And overall, you get WFMU for another year.
It's
so
like
that's a
big
good thing.
Scroll. If you call,
yeah,
one of our lovely phone volunteers can break it down for you.
Exactly. But I can tell
I'm
you.
I'm not gonna.
Okay, but
who's on the phones?
But I want to talk about our DJ premium because it's so awesome. This is the greatest DJ premium. It's nothing like the foam finger.
Sporty tampons. It's,
no.
Well, yeah, we should have gone with the tampons.
Oh. Well, we wanted to get like jock straps, but they're really expensive.
They're
we
incredibly.
We couldn't afford them.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't afford
cost
them.
Cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
You should just stole them. That's what I do.
Yeah, I stole a truck full of jock straps.
These fell off a truck, so we're going to give them to you. No, we have an excellent premium. We have a flask funnel that's engraved with Sporty Talk.
Oh.
And you can use it to fill. It's sterling silver. No. It's not sterling
it's
silver.
It's not sterling
what
silver.
Is it?
It's solid gold.
What's that
gold.
Other stuff? Yes, it's solid gold,
it's,
and it has diamonds in it.
It's metal of some kind.
It's some kind of real metal. No, I think it's stainless steel. Okay,
stainless
so
steel.
Stainless steel, and it has a little, one of those little ball chains that holds it onto the neck of your bottle.
Yeah,
so
it's
that,
all
you know,
very slick.
Yeah, and then you take it off, and when you have your flask, you can fill your flask up with it and not
this
waste
you don't,
any.
You don't waste all the booze.
Yeah, it doesn't fall
so
on
this
the floor.
Is a drinking aid.
It's a pro thing.
It's right? Like if you have the WFMU flask from a few years ago, you can get
fill
the
it.
You can fill it with the flask funnel from Sportsy Talk, and it says Sportsy Talk right on it. It's a beautiful little
It'll be thing. The last thing you remember before you hit the emergency room. I remember filling up my flask, and then it's all
it's
darkness.
It's Sportsy Talk. Yeah, so that's actually, I'm really actually proud of that.
So that's 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Call now.
I thought I heard a
phone volunteers are waiting.
We did have a pledge come in from, I think I know this person. It says Dan D.
Yay!
From Kearney, which I think is Danny D.
I think it's Danny D.
He says, yay, Sportsy Talk. A smiley face emoji. Got a pledge for the most trusted team! Exclamation point.
That's right.
Part of a larger pledge.
Thank you, Danny
and
D.
Danny D's Jim the poet new name is Jim the Deflated Football.
Is it?
That's what it says here on our comment boards.
Okay, so if Danny D wins the drawing, he for people who do swag for life on this show. They will. He will get to name you Jim the Deflated.
Jim the Deflated Football.
I hate to interject, but I insist we do better than that.
We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, so that's
it has
you know
to be
worth
at least
pledging
sort
for.
Of double on.
I think we ought to do the drawing for Funky
Fräuleins.
Wait, do we another pledge coming in? No? Yes?
I don't
know. No? Yes?
I see a piece of paper.
We have a winner. It went to Spence in Seattle.
Spence! Congratulations.
Das ist sehr gut, Spence.
Yeah, you're going to like it. It's full of funky.
I don't remember how to say congratulations in German.
It's
only
a weird,
4 years it's of German.
Congratulieren, right? Congratulieren.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Thank you?
That's congratulations.
Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank.
What's Dankeschön?
That's thank you as well.
That's also thank you. They have lots of thank yous.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
Many thanks is Vielen Dank.
Mm-hmm.
Dankeschön is thank you very much.
That's right.
Okay.
So what?
Fine.
What's happening?
My finger's getting sweaty inside my foam finger.
Your real finger and your foam finger?
This styrofoam, they should insulate with it.
Okay, so what's the next thing? I think the next thing we ought to put up is maybe the book.
Oh, is that the grand prize?
No, not the grand prize book. The grand prize
the
is for anybody who
Judy
pledges
Bloom.
This show. Yeah, the Judy Blume and Lena Dunham in conversation.
It's super cute. It's like a bathroom book because it's kind of tiny and
it's
thin.
It's bitty.
You could read it. Couldn't you read it per poopy?
Definitely
per poopy. It's a couple poopies.
Oh, Lord.
Couple poopies long.
That's how I decide if I'm going to buy a book.
Like, how many poopies it takes you to read it.
You know, you get stuck in there sometimes unexpectedly, and it is very important to have good reading material.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm looking at it. It looks like
it's hard for me to go poopy and read at the same time.
Okay, this
things might go all over the place.
This is a transcription of a conversation between Lena Dunham and Judy Blume.
Bloom was a real person.
Yes.
What? She's an author. She wrote all those "Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret" things and stuff, right?
I thought that was like a urban legend that made up to scare girls off taking drugs. That's a legit thing.
Yeah, she's an actual person who writes books.
Yeah,
and that's not a nom de plume. That is her legit name.
I think so.
I don't know if it's what she was born with. I can ask
How
my
old
phone.
Is she?
Ask your phone what. I don't know. She's old, right? I mean, she must be old because she was writing.
Judy
like,
Blume.
Wasn't that like a
Judy
70s,
Blume.
60s, 70s urban legend story?
There's no urban legend about it. What are you talking about? She's like an actual.
But those books were.
Wait.
Those books were totally made
Siri
up.
Siri
right?
was telling us stuff. They're novels.
It said Judy Blume was an American writer.
They're novels. If novels are totally made up.
She was born Judith Sussman.
Every novel is nonfiction.
And then she married some guy named Blume.
Well, some novels.
All
you know,
novels
like,
are nonfiction. Yes.
Yeah, supposedly. But
so there's
by
no
rule.
A novel cannot be. Wait a minute.
Okay, there's
I'm getting
there,
confused.
Okay. There's some novelists who write novels that are actually thinly veiled biography or autobiography, but
yes.
I don't like that. And so real novels are fiction. They're just made up.
All novels are fiction.
Yeah, they're made up.
And they're all, yeah, they're made up, but some are based in reality.
Yeah.
Does that answer your
all
question?
Right. Like, I don't care. I only read in the bathroom, so who cares? Let's move on.
Okay, but I'm looking at this, and it looks to me like Lena Dunham
did all...
But
that's an awesome-looking book.
Lena Dunham seems to have done all the talking in here.
Shocker.
And
Judy
Blume
was asleep for about
Judy
half
Blume
of it.
Goes, Judy Blume goes, okay...
Where's Maria Sharapova when you need her?
She says, okay, and what?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sleepy. Leave me alone. I'm 80 years old. Who are you? Where am I?
What's this? All right. They're talking
was Judy
about...
Blume in the bathroom when they were interviewing
yeah,
her?
Maybe. Okay. Okay, here's Judy Blume. Larry used to eat under the table, called himself Frisky the Cat, and my friends would come in and say, you'd better do something about that child, or what's going to happen to him when he grows up? I love to tell this story. I say, well, he's grown up now, and he eats at the table. He's fine. Lena Dunham says, he eats at the table. He's okay. Judy Blume says, he's okay.
This is like
my mind
LARP
is
poetry or something.
You can win this book. You
win
can
now.
Win this book by
all you have to do is call 800-989-9368 because we do not have anyone in the running for the book yet.
Oh,
that's 1-800-989-WFMU. Be
and then
first.
You
win
can
that
re-gift
book.
It and be the
Oh, yeah.
Hero
for International Women's Day, you could totally regift this.
Next Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas time.
Exactly. It's like a stocking stuffer size.
That's something I would steal if I had the chance, though.
Apparently, it was published by The Believer. You know that magazine?
I do know that magazine.
Yeah. So,
I don't.
Well, it's all literary and stuff.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'll put one in the bathroom over here and you can read
perfect.
It someday. There's one downstairs, a copy downstairs in the downstairs bathroom, so I'll bring it upstairs.
I want to thank the volunteers here this evening. First
Yay,
of all,
volunteers in the phone room.
Matt W. alleviating the technological pressure I'm under to assist you.
Thank you, Matt.
Yay!
And I want to thank Matt for bringing up the album of vagina music, which we're going to also be listening to today in honor of International Women's Day.
Stephanie is here for her first time.
Yay,
to WFMU.
Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie, you picked a good one, didn't you?
Yeah. A real stinker.
Yeah.
And we have KJ.
Buckle your seatbelts.
KJ!
Yay!
And James.
Yay! And Tom's there, too. I see Tom over
Tom
there.
Is in the background making sure everyone is
Yay!
Of a legal age.
I hear a phone ringing.
Oh, phone's ringing. That's music to my ears.
800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Call now. Get a chance
Listen,
to win Judy Blume and Lena Dunham.
This is supposedly vagina music, but I might have it at the wrong speed, which would be very WFMU of me.
Wow.
Is she playing her vagina? Is that what this is?
I don't
is?
Know what this is. What is it?
That's kind of gross sounding.
Kind of gross.
I don't know.
What does the CD say, Bronwyn?
It's not a CD. It's actual vinyl.
Do your DJ duty.
It says... Nervous shock, I think.
So I think you need one of the foam fingers to do whatever she's doing on this record.
Do you think it should be
just
like
protection?
Do you think it should be at a slower speed? Some of the track titles.
Slower speed.
Some of the track titles.
A much lower speed.
Some of the track titles are in Arabic too, which I think is exciting.
Yeah, slow it down. See what it sounds like. That's
just
way
hit
too
the
fast.
Button.
That's faster.
I guess it is slow. Should we have faster?
It's making me nervous.
This is the sound of crystal meth.
Yeah.
And nudity.
Nudity. And you'll only hear it on Sportsy.
I call this Thursday night.
Hey, do you want to talk about some Sportsy stuff?
Do I?
Oh, well, what do we got?
Peyton Manning has retired from the NFL.
Peyton Manning has left the NFL. Wait, I'll turn this down a little so we can talk.
Yeah, just a little, though.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, it's pretty awesome.
It's a little.
I know.
I'm
and I got
an
the
anxiety
I got the pub
attack.
Thing going on too. So, do you want it slower?
Do I?
Shut up. God.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Real slow.
Peyton Manning finally. They offered Brett Osweiler his. Backup.
Yes.
They offered him like a $45 million contract.
$45 million?
Yeah. And so Peyton Manning suddenly decided to retire. I think he was going to hang around. He hadn't decided to retire until they offered Osweiler all that money, and then he saw the writing on the wall. So he retired, and he was at his retirement thing, and he was crying and stuff.
He was weeping.
He was saying,
you're a millionaire.
He was saying, everybody, you know, I may not have been the most talented football player, but I was the best prepared, and he was going on and on.
He's like pretty talented. Talented.
Yeah,
I mean,
he was pretty talented, but you know, Eli didn't show up.
Why
his
would
brother,
Eli show
Manning,
up?
Well, I don't know. They expected Eli to show up for Peyton's retirement. You know?
Well, you saw Eli at the Super Bowl looking mad that
well,
Peyton
looked
was
going to
win another one.
He looked shocked. Yeah, because so far Eli had won two Super Bowls and Peyton had only won one. And now Peyton's not only has Peyton won two, but he won one as a Colt and one as a Bronco.
Is that good?
Yeah, no other quarterback has ever won two Super Bowls with two
music
different
is,
teams.
This music is making
know?
Me slightly seasick. Is that is that a natural occurrence
I,
on the?
No, take it away.
Oh,
okay,
praise Jesus!
Oh my God!
It's pretty awesome.
I'm seeing stars in front of my eyes.
You know what's
great
about
FMU? Waving around their foam fingers. Oh, we got somebody with foam. Oh, Matt's got foam on every finger.
Matt's got four sweaty foam fingers.
Yeah. Woo! 800-989-9368.
You know what I love about FMU the most, Bronwyn?
What?
Even we, the DJs, sometimes hate what we're doing.
I thought we were supposed to hate what we're doing. I thought that was the point of...
We even turn ourselves off sometimes.
Yeah.
I can get behind that concept.
Yeah, I can too. And I think a lot of our listeners can because they listen to it.
Or change the channel.
I have to say there's a DJ on the station who's been on the station for like... maybe close to 30 years now. There's several of those, but there's this one particular one, and I don't want to say his name on the air, but I will say that I love his show. I've listened to it. It was the first show I think I ever listened to on WFMU when I first moved to New York, and I have never been able to hear one of his shows all the way through yet. It gets to about halfway through.
And you can't make
it? He puts on some kind of horrifying...
Fabio.
Shut up.
That's what...
He puts on some kind of horrifying... Yourself. He puts on some kind of horrifying drone thing that I cannot listen to.
He
and I have
so
to turn.
Proud.
I have to turn it off. And then, you know, half an hour later, I turn it back on again, and it's usually still droning, and I turn it off again. And then a half an hour later, I turn it back on, and it's great, you know? And it's like... He does a wonderful show that I've never in 30 years been able to hear an entire show
we
of.
We need a pledge for that.
That's WFMU right there.
That's 800-989-9368.
Right. Freeform Radio.
Or WFMU.org.
Listener yep. supported.
We will say mm-hmm. your comments. You can make a small pledge, be in the running for whatever... piece
oh, yeah.
of crap
what
we're
are we
giving,
giving
away
right
now?
Vagina
we're
by
giving,
Naomi
no,
Wolf.
No, no, no. That's the grand prize. Anybody
Judy
who
Bloom
pledges anybody
Lena
who
Dunham.
Pledges during this show.
We're giving away this cute little book right now.
Called Judy Bloom and Lena Dunham
it's
in Conversation.
Three
poopies
long.
It's a three pooper. Three short poopies.
Oh, Lord. I should know better. Oh, and it's edited by Sheila Hedy?
Sheila Hedy.
Yeah, Hedy.
No one cares about
delightful.
That stuff.
believer writer.
That's not going to get the phone ringing.
You have to actually speak right into the microphone.
She is the interview editor of the Believer magazine.
She wrote
many fine novels.
She wrote How Should a Person Be?
Yes.
I think is the name.
I don't know
how
you guys even
got
a show.
And why?
You're talking about sports, and then you go on these editorial tangents anyone cares.
We like to write.
I know.
Like to read. We're booky.
You have problems.
Booksy talk. Booksy talk. 1-800-989-9368. Booksy talk. What?
We have a very
Booksy
generous
talk.
Pledge. I'm gonna thank some people. So
okay,
you
let's
both
thank
have
some
to
people.
Hush
thank.
A pie.
Okay.
Jason in Monticello, Minnesota.
That's listener Jason. Do you know who that is?
Is that an MN, Minnesota?
Yes. That is. I don't know if I'm allowed to say on the
I
air
don't think
who
we're
he
supposed
is.
To say.
Okay, we're not supposed to say. But Jason, we thank you every week. We think of you every week, and we thank you every week.
He's very pithy. He says if he wins that Judy Blume book, mm-hmm. he'll donate additional money to prevent us from having to send it to him.
All right. Jason,
fantastic. I love an anti-pledge. And he is pledging at a level of which he is getting over 12 DJ premiums and two prizes from the prize.
Wow.
And he gets to rename Jim the Poet. Did he give a name for Jim the Poet?
No, it'll be Jim Judy Blume. If they don't name it, I'll pick from their comments.
Okay.
And Alexander in Cedar Creek, Texas.
Wow, cool.
He's getting three DJ premiums.
Ooh.
A magnet kit and the virtual naming rights to an item in WFMU Central.
Pokey smokes. So he'll be getting a flask funnel. All these people are getting flask funnels.
Funnels.
Thank you,
funnels. For everyone.
Funnels for my friends.
Sometimes I just want to move
funnels
to Texas.
Funnels for all. I know. It's cool down there, right?
Andrew?
Wait. Texas? Is this the week that South by Southwest is happening? It is, right? Because listener Jen is down there. She's on a panel. On
she's
sportsy
on a panel this week.
Wow. One of our listeners, listener Jen, is a sportsy person, and she's down on a like an MLS fandom panel of some kind. And
I thought
South
it was
by
a
Southwest
music thing. It's all kinds.
It's a pop culture.
It's a pop culture
it's
thing.
It's been completely corporate.
It's been co-opted
and
entirely.
There's also South by Southwest.edu, which is for educational researchers, and they go down like the week before and have their own little conference.
I want to go to South by Southwest.vagina.
I'm going with you, Jen.
Are we supposed to set a goal?
Wait. We're thanking people. Come on.
We're
thanking people.
Yep. Andrew from Zila, Washington.
Another Washingtonian.
Getting
your
DJ premium.
Oh, that guy.
I know that guy.
A box of sportsy tampons.
All right.
All these people are in the running for the Judy Blume Lena Dunham book.
Andy, you're going to love that Judy Blume book if you win
it. You are going to love it.
And Michael in Watertown, Mass. Says, hold on, I have to pre-read.
What?
Do you read with your mouth open, Jenna?
I was the kid in school when they made me get up and read. I would like pee my pants. Like I don't.
Our co-host tonight is DJ Kelly. In case you've just tuned in.
Michael is, this is part of an ongoing Swag for
Thank
Life.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
He could, in theory, name Jim the Poet something, but
okay.
I'm going to make it up for him.
Okay, you're going to make up the names for Jim the Poet for people?
Maybe.
Well, what if they want to name them themselves? If you really want to give Jim the Poet a name that you pick and you've put Swag for Life on this program.
Are you speaking to me or to the listeners?
I'm speaking to the listeners. That's who I ever speak to.
Sorry.
I speak to them even when
She's
I'm not on the radio.
I never speak to anybody.
She never looks
at me during the show.
I know. Well, you're always over there.
I'm here.
All right. Are we getting comments on the comments board today?
Danny D says, pledge and you can name Jim Four Foam Finger Jim.
I love Danny D. His comments are like second MC. MC assistant oriented. He's such a team player, and this is sportsy talk.
It is. He's our NASCAR correspondent. Because I won't watch that stuff.
Oh,
he
I
calls
love
in and
that.
Talks about,
it's so zen.
You like NASCAR?
Zoom.
Oh, my God.
DJ Cat in Chicago says, Jim is a nice person to adopt. He is very appreciative and says your name a lot.
That's right. Let's give our final thank yous to the people who adopted us last year. There is an adoption page someplace, somehow. You get to it from WFMU.org. And you can see all the different things in the studios and all the different DJs that you can adopt. And if you adopt one of us, we will thank you every week, although sometimes I'll say your name completely wrong.
Yeah.
But I want to say for a final time this year, in this past year, thank you very much to listener Dan B. from upstate for adopting me for last year.
Thank you, Dan B.
And you.
Thank you, DJ Cat in Chicago.
Yeah, DJ Lister Cat. One of
thank
our
you so much.
With a great name.
Great supporter of
great
the
name,
UFMU
great supporter.
And a
great DJ.
A DJ in her own right.
Thank right. you to Barry in New York, New York. He's getting your premium.
Yeah, you'll fill your flask with sportsy talk.
Don't we have to set a goal of some kind?
Oh, yeah. Are we setting a goal? I don't know. Why?
Why are you asking me why? Do we have to? That was simply a question.
Okay, yeah, right? Sure. Set a goal. I don't care.
I don't know how to do that.
And we gave
away. Why are you asking? Okay, yeah, you know what? Like, yes, yeah, sportsy people should have a goal. There should always be, like, we should always be...
Fight the
trying
unbeatable
to make,
foe.
Yes, trying to make a goal.
To go where goal! The brave do not fall.
Just like that, right?
Oh, wait a minute. We've already made our goal.
Okay, we'll make a different goal.
Oh, how do you do that?
I don't know. Somebody will know. I can't even see the computer. So
fight
I
the unbeatable
I'm sorry that people
foe.
Can't call in this week, although, you know, it's not like anyone would, but, you know, they might.
They might.
What else is sportsy?
They can call in. I'll tell you
hey,
what
let's
they
give
say.
That, let's, do we have enough people to give that book away?
We
I think
do.
We do. All right, let's give that book away.
It went to Jason in Monticello, Minnesota.
Congratulations, Jason.
Congratulations,
wait, he said he didn't want it. He said he'd pay
and
to
that's
have
how it.
It
works around here.
but he said he didn't.
Listen.
Like, all right. Like a sportsy talk show on WFMU. You didn't ask for it, but you got it anyway.
This is what happens.
No one asked for it, but you got it anyway.
Nobody wanted this. All right.
He's going to love it. Secretly, he is doing like a naked party dance in his house right now because he wanted it so bad.
Hey, so you want to talk about...
What else are we giving away?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we give away that. We give away something else. Okay, this. Oh, this is exciting.
That was so easy.
Yep. And on International Women's Day Vagina Sportsy Talk, we are going to be giving away... The newest, I believe, Bjork studio album, which is called Volnakura, which kind of sounds like vagina, only in
probably.
Icelandic. I don't know why.
She's crazy.
It's a swan's awesome. Vagina, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. The Volnakura is a swan vagina. Here's some music from it. If you go online and look up the videos from this album, they're amazing. She's really more like a...
Performance artist?
Yeah, performance artist than just a musician. I think it kind of loses something without
ever
the
since the dangerous motor crash, she's been on an artistic trip that...
Seriously? Was she in an accident?
No, you remember that Sugar Cube song? Dangerous motor crash!
Oh,
no,
totally yeah. Deadly. I don't listen to this crazy music.
Those kids. The kids with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Their
60s.
I
so
love
we're giving
this.
Away this. Yeah, it's... It's a good thing that I got here early because it's so complicated to open the package and there's a little book in it and all kinds of stuff.
And there is no one in the running for this new Bjork CD.
Oh,
so
get
you
some
need
Bjork.
To call 800-989-9368.
We'll be giving it away in the next 20 minutes and we'll also take from everybody who pledges during this show. We'll be drawing for the grand prize, the Naomi Wolf Vagina book. On International Women's Day.
A signed copy.
A signed copy. Signed by actual Naomi Wolf. It's not even a fake signature. It's real.
I couldn't fake that. Delightful woman.
All right, play another song. My patience is up with this one.
This is the best one on the album.
She's like a Nordic Yoko Ono.
Aw, really? I guess so.
I love Yoko.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yes,
for realsies.
She is. Yes.
That was a compliment.
Okay, good then.
Because she doesn't fully deserve that compliment.
No, she does. She's a great artist.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight you.
All right, good. Don't. Could you lose? All right, do you want to talk about Hank the dog?
Who's Hank the dog?
Speak into the microphone.
Who's Hank the dog?
Okay, Hank the dog. Is a little doggy, and he showed up at the Brewers spring training camp last year. He just sort of showed up on the field, so they kind of adopted him, and they put him, you know, in a little outfit and carried him around.
Wait, but you show up to a Brewers game, they got to dress you up?
Yeah, they put him in a little outfit, and he became like their little mascot, you know, friendly dog. And then this year he showed up, and he looked totally different. And the conspiracy theory is that it's like not the same dog.
Different dog.
Different dog, yeah. So
that's a good theory.
But it might be the same dog. So it turned into this huge deal because people are saying, that's not Hank. That's not the real Hank.
There's a dog's conspiracy?
Yeah. They're saying, that's a different dog. What happened to Hank the dog? Who is this dog?
I mean, if you had an option, even as a dog...
To be a Brewers fan or not,
I don't think you would go for it.
You probably ran away.
Why, they stink?
They have historically stunk. I mean, they were good in the early 80s. Like Bjork was great in the early 80s. And you can win this Bjork CD. You call 800-989-9368. That's baby making music there.
Come on, you guys, get busy in there.
Yeah! The vagina music and the Bjork music? Yeah.
We have one person in the running for the Bjork CD, Jennifer from Kearney, getting your premium. Yeah. And as of right now, she has 100% chance of winning the Bjork CD because she went to WFMU.org and she made a pledge.
Wow.
That's where you can
do it. Thank you.
Here's the vagina
with
Bjork.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Whoa.
And you can't get through Fabio's show? I mean, like, for realsies.
I mean, yeah, Fabio's show is pop music.
Fabio's is like
right
yacht
now.
Rock compared to what you're doing to me right now.
I think this is kind of awesome.
Hey, Robin, remember when you filled in for Kenny G?
Oh, yeah, the time that I just had the whole station on hold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I filled in for Kenny G.
These are the moments I remember.
Oh, that's nice that you remember that. I was really pleased with that show. I just played telephone hold music, the same song, for 3 hours. And every once in a while, I'd come on mic and say something like, thank you for listening. Your listening is very important to us. Please continue to listen, and a real DJ will be with you shortly. You know,
I listened to all 3 hours.
I did that for 3 hours.
It was incredible.
People were losing their minds. It was really interesting.
It took big cojones.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Now, if that's the kind of thing you can get behind.
So Hank the dog.
Yeah, oh, we're still on the dog?
Yeah. So what they did was they took Hank to the veterinarian and had the veterinarian check Hank's microchip. And the veterinarian has signed a notarized statement that it is the same dog. But it doesn't look at all the same.
We need to get this vet on the phone.
I know. Oh, yeah, we should call him.
We'll do it in a couple of weeks.
We could call the vet on the phone.
How do you even do that?
Well, I could just pull
that. We don't even have the vet's phone number right now.
Everyone likes to be on the air, Jim.
Okay, if you go, just Google Hank the dog, right, and find the thing from the vet, and we'll get the vet's down in Florida, and we can call the vet and ask him if Hank the dog is the same dog. We do this a lot, Kelly, on Sportsy Talk, because we suddenly realize we should call somebody. Like, we called the Skrillex Hotel in wherever it was.
I don't think it was called the Skrillex Hotel.
It was called the Skrillex Hotel.
It was in Oklahoma City.
We did. We called the Skrillex Hotel in Oklahoma City because there were some NBA players that got bed bugs there.
And there's also a ghost living there. And then we got hung up on by the concierge.
It's
the kind of radio that you need.
Yeah, listening to us get hung up on by people that we call. So we called them and we got Chris, the concierge, and he just
did not buy a thing. He probably thought you were joking.
He didn't even say anything. He just hung up. And
did you let Jim talk? See, that's a mistake.
Did you talk when we called the hotel?
No, she said, "Hey, this is Bronwyn C. You're currently on the air," and they just hung up on us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we have
Coward.
To tell them. We called Murray's Cheese once about bread cheese, and they hung up.
They hung up on us.
Yeah, we get hung up on a lot. But when we called the furniture store that was going to give away
They talked to us for like a half an hour.
They were real nice. And when we called the first time that we called the University of North Dakota about how they were changing their mascot. Dean Johnson talked to us for a long time, and then the second time we called, we couldn't get him to talk to us. So,
I know
he was ducking our calls.
Yeah, he looked you up.
He must have listened to our show.
He probably did.
We're closing in on $1,200.
Thank you.
I'd like to go over that number.
We need to go over that number.
Yeah, we need to go over that.
And our number's much higher.
How many people are in the running for the new Bjork?
One person is in the running for the new Bjork.
That would be Lister.
Don't let Bjork get away.
No, you've got to have her.
How much gets you in the running?
For what?
For the prize.
Just the minimum, whatever it is, you know?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, anything.
I don't know.
Anybody?
Anything.
Well, it's got to be, what's the minimum for?
15 bucks or something like that?
Yeah, 20.
Doesn't matter.
Why did you just, we're out of time now. We can't actually say anything else on the air because we don't have any.
Did you?
I don't think you can say that. It's an excretory function.
I'll leave it up to you. You're the one who's going to get kicked off
the
air.
I think that button's not working.
I've got nothing.
Yeah, really. There's actually, the button has no function. Great. Fine.
For $20 or more, you could be in the running for some insane thing we're giving away.
The Bjork. The brand newest Bjork studio album. Here,
which, in all seriousness, is actually... Now, this is more my speed.
Oh, you like this?
Nighty time music.
Okay, yeah.
This is baby-making music, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
This is called Storm Dance.
Uh-oh. It's veering.
Make a Bjork of your own.
Make a baby Bjork.
Do what Jennifer from Kearney did. Go to WFMU.org and make a $20 pledge or call us at 1-800-989-9368. We have some incredibly bored, foam-fingered phone volunteers.
I want to see them answer the phone with the
waiting
foam fingers
to take
on.
Your comments.
The foam fingers are from last year's... marathon where sports
talk.
Is that
what all the yellow staining is about?
Yeah.
I think the sunlight has taken the pink off of the
foam
fingers.
Yeah, we gave away pink foam fingers.
Well, that's a relief.
For Sportsy Talk pink foam fingers.
Oh, Ken from Hyde Park reminds us on the boards that we successfully called the newspaper that reported the story of the girls' basketball team where all but three girls on one team fouled out.
Yeah, that's right. Really? That's right. Yeah, and they won anyway.
Yeah, they won anyway.
Yeah, so we called.
We called
this reporter in some
in the
place.
Middle of the day. Somehow
yeah, in the middle of the day, and we
phone number was on the
him.
Air. We
yeah.
just got him on the air.
Yep.
There were three girls on this team playing basketball
against five girls,
of which you need five.
Yes.
Yeah, because everybody else had fouled out.
They'll make a Hoosiers like movie of this.
No, they won't. Like, you know why they won't? Because it's girls.
My team is on the court.
They won't. They won't because it's girls. Okay, the UConn women.
Yeah.
How many?
That'd be a boring movie. They win every year.
Yeah, what is that? UConn, what are they like? They
the UConn,
are the winningest.
The UConn,
something?
Yeah, the UConn women's basketball team has won like 68 consecutive games or something.
Yeah,
going
and only
back
the three
seasons.
Of us know it.
Yeah, I know.
I think they only lose games when they want to because they're fixed. I mean, because there's no way you can beat them.
Well, people said that about like the Warriors, and they got beat by the Clippers. Right?
Yeah, they might have dumped that game to make some
Warriors.
Money on the side. No, they got beat
come
by the Lakers.
And play.
Also, another great thing from the 80s.
That was a great movie.
Bjork, the Warriors movie.
Yeah.
Finally, Jennifer from Kearney has some competition with Michael in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, Michael.
Michael, another $15.
Go Twins.
And you get the Sportsy Talk Premium, which is the funnel.
If you want a flask funnel, because I know you got to do a lot of drinking up there.
If you got to drink classy.
Drink classy with the flask funnel. The Sportsy Talk flask funnel. What is it made of? Stainless steel.
Diamonds
stainless steel
and
engraved with Sportsy Talk, the name of your very favorite sports talk show.
And you'll be
ever.
Supporting WFMU.
That's right.
Blessed
your favorite
by the Pope.
Station.
That's why we're doing this.
We're closing in on $1,300,
fantastic.
Children. Thank you
to think,
everyone
do you think listener
so
Laura
far.
Is asleep yet from the Bjork movie? Here.
Possibly. I may be asleep.
Here, Laura, this is like a little lullaby for you.
I can't say anything beepable anymore because we've run out of beeps.
I stole all your beeps. Your bleeps.
This is like a little lullaby.
Ooh, I like this part.
Ooh. Some guys are singing now.
Someone broke into the studio and...
taped over what
taped
she
over
recorded.
Bjork. She didn't listen to the whole record before she put it out.
No, she meant to do this.
This is some beautiful Icelandic music that could be in part of your collection. If you call 800-989-9368, you'll be in the running to win.
I met the
you'll be
mayor
supporting
of
freeform radio of the highest order.
Yep, absolutely. 800-989-9368 to get in the running for this Bjork album and to be in the running for the grand prize at the end of the show, which is in only 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
You could also rename me.
Yes, and you could rename Jim the Poet if you pledge a...
so far my name is... What was it?
Jim the Judy Blume.
Jim the Judy Blume.
Jim the Judy Blume.
I might get sued for that.
Hey, did you hear that Probably. Chase Utley isn't subject to the Chase Utley rule, apparently? Did you hear? Chase Utley in last year's National
League. He's a punk.
Yeah, National League Divisional Series.
Yeah, plays Chase Utley. Second base for the Phillies.
He did, but
he
now
did.
He plays
now
for the Dodgers.
Yeah, but he did.
Oh, that's
so the Phillies and the...
That was a good call, though.
Thank you.
That was good. So Chase Utley... like, took out Rumi Tejada.
Yeah, he broke his leg for no reason, sliding into second base.
So now Major League Baseball has made a new rule, the Chase Utley rule, that says that you can't break guys' legs anymore when you slide into second.
I remember
that
story.
But he was supposed to get suspended, right, for a few games, and then they didn't suspend him. And then he appealed the suspension. It was supposed to start this year, and he appealed that. And now Major League Baseball has just caved, and they're like, yeah, okay, you don't have to. Just because you broke the legs and made the rule change, and we call it the Chase Utley rule because you broke the guy's leg, you're not suspended.
See, that she has the foam finger antlers on right now.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, you know, you don't have to wear the foam finger on your finger. You could wear it someplace else. But we don't want to talk too much about the foam finger. We want to talk about the flask funnel.
Flask funnel.
Which also has two Fs in it.
You can wear that someplace, too.
It's like a Superman comic where everybody has a name that starts with K, you know, how they do that, or an L.
Clark Kent.
Yeah, Laura Lang, Lana Lang, whatever their names are.
Lana.
Loris Lane.
Loris Lane?
She's a Loris.
Who's Loris Lane? The Lorax.
The Lorax Lane.
No, so Chase Utley, it's better to just let the Mets take revenge whenever they play.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think Chase Utley's on a team yet. Is he actually signed to a team?
I don't know.
Or is he still a free agent?
I thought you said he was playing for the Dodgers.
He was playing for the Dodgers in last year's
NL. This is the murkiest sportsy program.
Yeah, well, we don't know
filled
anything.
Filled with murk.
Well, we try to, you know, explain everything for people who don't know
anything
about
sports. I
don't
know, so just let the Mets, like, hit him in the head with a fastball, and then,
you
know, the funness will ensue. That's what baseball's all about.
Did you get that vet's number yet? We're going to call the vet.
No, I can't find the guy's name.
Why not?
Because it just says there's a vet signed off on it. I don't know the guy's
actual
name.
There's a picture.
Name.
Someplace there's an actual photograph of the document that he signed, and I'm sure on the document it says his name.
They just say he's cleaner and healthier.
Who?
I'm surprised
there's
so much
the internet.
The Hank? The Hank the dog is cleaner and healthier?
I don't see the
guy's
name.
Where did the original dog come from?
He just wandered onto the field in Florida.
All dogs come from heaven? Isn't that where they come from?
Yeah. They do. Dogs are so good. I miss Dog Baxter so much.
They probably put that dog down after the season because like, no one wanted to take
care
of
it. Yeah, right. Nobody wanted it.
They're like, we need a lookalike.
Yeah, well, they didn't get a very good lookalike.
It's Dr. William Rice.
Oh, you got it. See, I told you. All right, do you have Dr. William Rice?
I got their number.
You got the number?
Yeah, give me a piece of paper.
Awesome.
She's the one who knows how to dial the phone. Bronwyn, one of the greatest DJs of all time here at WFMU. It's an honor and a privilege for me
to
share space with her.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Here, Jimmy.
I love Jim the
but you have to support us with your radio money. Call now at 800-989-9368 or go online at WFMU.org and pledge.
Radio
to
money
help us
is like
survive
real money.
Another year.
Okay.
Dialing, please. We are dialing the
veterinarian
who checked out this dog, and it's the same dog as last year's dog.
Do you hear it?
No.
I can't hear anything. Do you have the phone up? Are we in mono?
Oh, wait.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, is it ringing?
I don't hear poo-poo.
I don't hear anything.
It should.
We may be off the air.
All right, we're going to try.
I like how we think that's funny.
that's
not funny.
This whole show, not even on the air.
I think Ken might commit Harry Carey if that happens.
Oh, golly.
Harry Carey, isn't that the guy from the Cubs?
Yep.
Well, hello, everybody. Please give to WFMU.org. Take me out
this
to...
Is...
Oh, she's...
Hi, I have them on the air.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear them?
I can't hear
we
them
can
on
not.
The air.
Oh, shoot. I lost them. All right.
You hung up on him?
No, I lost them. She was getting agitated because she could hear all this goofiness.
Yeah.
I don't blame
Next
her.
Next show.
We did get her.
Listen,
how much time do we have left, children?
5 minutes.
We have
and then we got
to
be out of here for
7 minutes.
And we only have two people.
Right, we got to do by the board.
We are actually giving something away.
Yeah.
We are actually in the middle of our two.
Well, that was better than getting hung up on.
I didn't hear anything, so.
Oh, well,
I mean,
I could hear her. I could hear her in the handset.
I'm glad that you experienced it.
That's dark. That's program. That's up. That's
I love
phone.
Technology.
Yep.
Radio
it was all
talk.
Fine. It was all fine. We did it right. We did it just the way we did
I'm
it
not,
for the Skrillex
yeah, no,
Hotel.
I mean,
but
it,
I mean, I don't know.
It was ideal.
We are at $1,254.
Let's go to 1,300.
We have just enough time to get to
1,300.
Make
we
that
get,
dog's tail wag.
I think if we get, I think, what is it, another flask funnel? Another flask funnel puts us over? Two more flask funnel pledges? Let's go.
Yeah.
Get a flask funnel. This is actually a really nice thing. I mean, it's not, you know, the foam fingers turned out to be kind of unfortunate.
What? I think the foam fingers nice.
I think they're nice. They were nice.
They're
great falling apart.
It came
yeah,
with
you
a
can
little
keep
surprise.
Them till they came, you know.
You think of a giant foam finger, not a miniature one.
Some of us have tiny fingers, like
I
Donald
got tired.
Trump.
I got tired of the...
So my tiny fingers need a tiny foam finger.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
All right, woo!
Are we giving away Bjork?
I got tired of Bjork. I just took her off.
We have to give it away.
Do we? Have to give it away. We don't have to give it away right now.
Not right this second.
And then, and then we want everybody in the running, everyone who pledged during this... What? Did we say a premium size pledge or above, or did
I
we never
remember.
Say that? I don't remember.
Someone will win that. Niami Wolf's vagina.
Somebody's going to
okay.
win it.
Well,
somebody deserving. But we're not going to do that yet because we got time. We got time and time and time and time.
We have four minutes.
You have 4 minutes to get
Mora
in the
Coney Island
for this
is coming up next, but we need your pledge at 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368.
Support Sportsy Talk because it's such an improbable program.
It's a fairly unbelievable program.
It really is, and it's at the most improbable radio station in the world. You know, so
I agree.
On WFMU.org and keep us going. It's amazing that we go every year. Somehow we manage to keep going.
The listeners always come through.
They always keep us
afloat, and it's incredible generosity, and we really appreciate it.
Yep.
At 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org, you can pledge online.
Here.
And we talked.
Do you have any other dogs you want to find out about?
No, I don't know. We talked about some. Thank you for getting that vet's number.
Yeah,
the woman
no,
just
I mean,
sounded. You know, the vet tech or whoever it was, the receptionist who answered the phone. She just sounded really upset.
Yeah, well, they're part of a dog conspiracy. I mean, they're part of a cover up.
You know, they've probably been getting a lot of.
Oh, I bet they've been getting a lot
calls from guys
people
like me.
Sort of.
Well, they
yes,
put their phone number on the internet.
Them.
As part of a picture.
Of course they have to put their phone number
they're
on the
in
internet.
Business.
They're in business.
They're in the business of covering up
of
dog murder or whatever.
Tiny little
dog
stray dogs.
Murders.
How dare you!
And then reincarnating
dog
them.
Murders.
All right, I'm giving it away.
No.
Give it
yes.
away.
No.
Yes.
Give
no.
it away, give it away, give it away now.
We got 3 minutes. We can have another phone call. I just want one more phone call. All you have to do is dial your phone. 800-989-9368. I don't care if when you get us, you ask if Hank the dog is real and hang up. I just, you know, I want a phone call.
With a $20 bill attached to it.
Yeah, preferably, yeah. Yep.
Which gets you a bumper sticker.
Ooh.
And the WFMU membership card.
Oh, that's cool.
And reduced record fair admission, which is in late April, early May. Which is a spectacle in and of itself.
That's amazing.
Bronwyn.
It's in Brooklyn now.
Which is super cool.
Yeah,
at a
I'm
really
putting,
nice
I'm putting
place,
the vagina
the
back
Expo
on.
Expo Center.
It's you a really funky neighborhood at
support,
Greenpoint.
Support Sportsy Talk on International Women's Day.
With a focus on vagina.
Vagina. We give away the vagina. We had a whole woman power show today. I ran the board.
I can't believe someone doesn't pity us enough to make the phone.
Nobody has.
Time.
No,
I mean,
I'm not asking for pity, goddammit. I'm asking for my entitlement, my righteous entitlement of pledges to support this show. Goddammit. There.
I don't think you can say that on the air.
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I wouldn't say it if I couldn't say it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. What happened to your mic?
You turned it all the way down
like you
normally do.
No, you don't talk into it.
We have 2 minutes.
201. No, that's not right. 800-989-9368. 1-800-989-9368. Online, WFMU.org. Oh, we played that transgender woman's version of the Meet the Mets song right before she died,
too.
That
was good.
Yeah.
We didn't kill her. We're not responsible
for her
death.
No, when you say transgender woman, does that mean she
transgendered into a woman?
That's the official, like if you say I'm a transgender man, you are a man.
Yeah.
You identify as a man.
Yeah, the last part, transgendered, and then the last part.
Pronoun?
Yeah.
What's man, woman, pronoun?
Noun.
Noun?
That's a noun.
I'm sorry, I'm not as smart as you guys.
Noun.
And look what good it's
noun.
Done us.
I know.
It's been fantastic.
I'm giving this
all right,
away.
Okay, yeah, give it away. It's time to go.
And the Bjork CD.
Bjork CD goes to...
And with my apologies, it's coming at you, Jennifer and Carney.
Yay, Jennifer. Is that Jennifer or is that Jen?
Well, She typed Jennifer M.
Then I think that's Jen. I think that's listener Jen that we plugged
her.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you. We plugged
Who gets Naomi Wolf?
We plugged your deal in
gee whiz.
In Austin.
So much performance in such a short amount of time, Jen.
We got to go.
Give me a millisecond. That went to Barry in New York, New York.
Congratulations, Barry. You're going to love it.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And we're all over the world at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for more Coney Island.
I wasn't done yet. What? I don't care.
We're
all right.
7 seconds off.
See you now. Now the phone rings.
Yeah,
thanks so much. Okay.
Now, keep
but,
the pledges
but really,
coming.
Thank you everyone who pledged. Thank you everyone in the phone room. Thank you WFMU for even existing. It's so fantastic. Thank you station manager Ken for everything you do and Liz for everything that she does. And Brian, I love you. I love you, Brian. All right.
It's a mighty hard road that these poor hands have hoed. My poor feet has traveled the hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode through deserts so hot and mountains so cold. Well, I've wandered all over your green growing land, and wherever your crops are, I'll lend you my hand. On the edge of your cities, you'll see me, and then I come with the dust and I'm gone with the wind.
With the wind, with the wind.
California, Arizona, I've worked on your crops.
With the wind.
Then northward up to Oregon, I've gathered your hops.
With the wind.
I've dug beets from your ground, and I've cut grapes from your vine to set on your table.
With the wind.
That light sparkling wine.
With the wind. With the wind.
It's green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground.
With the wind.
From the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down.
With the wind.
Every state of this union us migrants have been. We come with the dust and we're gone with the wind.
Feels to be the victim of a bad relation. So don't you feel all right? This is Morricone Island, the 2016 WFMU fundraising marathon. And we're 8 minutes in. And very excited for what the next hour brings to us. And my co-host this evening, Mr. Brian Turner.
Hello. How's everybody doing? All right. Good. That's when we make some money.
We're talking to you.
Let's get to the gist of the matter.
Get to the gist of the matter.
It's only an hour.
Yes.
No, we're stoked. It's we've already got some pledges in, and we're
we do.
Yeah, we're out of the gate. 1-800-989-9368.